Icon FM podcast.
You and I are going to be having conversations that are very sobering. Conversations structure our thinking, our behavior, but the tone we have set in our lives. A moment of reflection of who we have become and who we are to be. Last week, you and I spoke about a concept of generational sin, a concept of the consequences of sin passed from one generation to another, and the irony of us in South Africa celebrating Youth Day and Father's Day in the same month is not lost on me. For these are two of the most important events in the calendar for me that not only speak about the past, but also speak about the future. You see, the past being the life that has been lived by our fathers and the wars that they have conquered and the battles that have defeated them. The future in this picture that I'm trying to paint for you is the youth in this generation. You see, June 16, 1976, an uprising that began in Soweto and spread countrywide, profoundly changing the social, political landscape in South Africa. And that war that was won at that time, but still there's reminiscence of it that we carry on today. May I submit to you this morning that 44 years ago, the battle of the youth was different from the battle that we face today. They have similar DNAs, but I can safely say they are different. And as a father, the battles that you fought yesterday are very different from the battles that you fight today. See, Bishop T.D. Jake says, one day he was shaving his beard in front of a mirror while his young son was watching from behind him, and how he saw this young man in himself and how the young man saw the future in his father and the reality of who his father is, which was staring back in the mirror. At that moment, it became very clear what time would do to the son, which it has already done to the father. Might I submit to you this morning that if the father does not fight and win the battles presented to him by the devil, the sons and daughters will be confronted with the same demons that will evolve and change over time to suit what the child did not receive. You see, the devil and the demons that haunt the father are the same devils and demons that will haunt the children, because the father never got a chance to defeat them. See, the devil feeds on generational weaknesses. If as a father you drink when you are stressed and when you are under pressure, well, your son might just pick up on that bad habit. If you fight and raise your voice when you are under pressure, well, the very same can be expected from your son in due time. You see, the cycle of abuse, the cycle of generational weakness can catch you without you even noticing it. You see, the father sets the tone for the child's life without him even noticing it. But what happens to children all around the world who look into mirrors and no one is staring back at them to mirror what the future holds for them? What happens to the sons and daughters who look for footprints in the sand so that they can trail and circumnavigate themselves in this complex reality we call life? They have no path that they can follow that has been set by their fathers. They get lost and go astray because dad did not walk the road for me first. A story is told about two men who had a father who was an alcoholic. They grew to be strong young men. Both of them created very different realities for themselves though. One day when asked, one son became an alcoholic, and he was asked, why have you made such a terrible choice? And the son said to the man, my father was an alcoholic. What did you expect from me? The other son never touched a drop of alcohol. And when asked, why did you make such a choice? He looked down with his face in dismay. Tears dropped from his eyes and he said, well, look what it did to my father. and my family. A very simple story that tells us that whether we like it or we don't, there are people who are younger than us looking at us, looking for a solution, looking for a way out, looking for a sense of sustenance. And whether you are aware of it or not, they are watching you. See, a very famous basketball coach wrote a poem. His name is John Wood, and it reads as follows, and I quote, "A careful man I want to be. A little fellow follows me. I do not dare to go astray, for fear he will go the self-same way." It's something that we all need to keep in mind for all of the people who we care about are being influenced by us. Close quote. As dynamic and as complex as this might sound, I know there are children who have come up from the very flaws their ancestors had left for them. But what about those who struggle to find their identity, an identity biologically and spiritually that was not left for them by those who came before them? How they are left to feel like they are not good enough. And of course, if your parent left you and abandoned you, who am I to embrace you? Who am I to give you what they could not give you? In this series, you see, I want to acknowledge sons, daughters, fathers and mothers. You see, I really, really want to acknowledge and celebrate men and women who have looked over what they did not get to become who God has called them to be. But in the same breath, I want to acknowledge men who kill and rape our sisters, crying out saying that they could not do better because they were not taught any better. My brother, regardless of what you were taught or regardless of what you did not receive, that is very cowardly. Rise up as a man, rise up and become what God has truly called you to be. See, I also want to acknowledge the dynamic world of young women who struggle today to relate to men as daddy never showed her what a real man looks like. And as she's being approached by different men daily, she does not have the sixth sense to determine which man truly has best intentions for her and which man is only there to satisfy his selfish needs. Daddy never poured into her the wisdom and the sixth sense that will allow her to choose a good man. So I thought to take this time this morning, as you and I are having this conversation, I thought to take time this morning, my brother, my sister, and ask you, have you healed from your daddy issues? Today's word comes from 1 Peter 2, verses 7 to 9. This verse really speaks about the heart of God in this brand new series that we are busy with. And it reads as follows. Now to you who believe, the stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. This is the part I love. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. That you may declare the praises to him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Father God, I thank you for your marvelous light, O God. Father for every child rejected, neglected. For every person who's feeling emptiness and unable to reconcile with themselves because they've become alien to themselves. Father, make them chief cornerstones. Oh. Because whomever is rejected by the world is accepted by God. And whomever rejects the world opens himself up to heaven. Father, minimize me and maximize yourself as you speak to your people, O God. As you restore and you heal your people, O God. Let your word become flesh. I hope this is not too heavy for Sunday morning. But I must be honest, as you and I continue with our conversation, that as I look around, I notice that we are confronted by a generation of daddies that were raised by single mothers. Mothers who were parenting the best way they knew how, doing the best with what they had. The situation is so common. It sometimes feels like a Me Too campaign when you ask people about their fathers. They either don't know where they are, or their fathers raised them until they were two and somehow left them. Or their fathers are sort of in and out of their lives, not really sure exactly where they stand. But have we ever stopped for a moment and maybe thought that this is not the only contributing factor that can cause daddy issues? Fathers were also once young men who had to deal with a very raw situation that got them to the point in their lives where they learned this absent behavior. This absent behavior runs deeper than you and I can ever imagine. You see, the same feeling of emptiness that causes the young man to turn to drugs and gangs, longing for a father's touch without a single man to embrace him. And the only man who embraced him, used him to sell drugs and to kill his enemies. The only man who embraced him, used him and destroyed his future for him to become nothing. Foolishly, the young man thinks this is fatherhood. This is brotherhood. But truly, it is the fastest way to put this young man 6 feet into the ground. You see, the same feeling of emptiness that causes a young woman to chase after older men, more accomplished men, longing for a father's touch without a single sign of a man to embrace her. But you see, the only man who embraced her was the man who was laying on top of her, and foolishly so. She attaches it to love, not knowing that as quick as she has opened herself up to him, he is merely using her to numb himself from the realities that face him when he gets back home. And when faced with more accomplished colleagues, he is not the man that he thinks he is. But see, before you judge him and before you judge her, before you judge them, think that maybe this is the only way they know how to receive love. Before you judge him and you think you are better than him, remember that we all have daddy issues. Even with myself as I speak to you, having the best father in the world, there are some issues in my circumstance. We all have daddy issues. Before you judge her and you call her a slay queen, a gold digger, before you judge him and you call him a nyayope boy, eskotane, before you call him names, ask yourself, how have you contributed positively to this young person's livelihood? Before you judge, remember that she was once told that she'll never be good enough and that the only thing she's good for is making a rich old man feel young again. So she spends all her time trying to cover up her internal scars with external makeup, not knowing that only God can make up for her unhealed scars. Before you judge him, remember that he had no one to show him and walk with him on this lonely journey of manhood. If they did, they probably didn't stay long enough to help him fight through some of the wars that he would face as a young man. Now he walks with the wrong crowd, craving the crown that only God can give, fighting internal battles that only God can win for him. My brother, my sister, if your father refused to forgive you for your past mistakes, remember that the Lord doesn't hold your past against you. He forgives you and he has forgiven you. If your earthly father cares more about building himself up than building you up, knowing that your heavenly father knows his children's weaknesses, but chooses to build them up and redeem them instead of himself. Remember, child of God, if your earthly father leaves your family or chooses another family, know that your heavenly father always goes with you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. If your earthly father is physically and emotionally abusive, believe that the Lord will deliver you from all your afflictions. You are hard-pressed on every side, I know, yet not crushed. You are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed.
That was Capricorn FM Podcast.